All right. Am I going to get a cue or do I go in five, four? Can I do that? Are we on? Is someone going to cue me? Anybody?
It's all you,
Hardy.
Hardy.
You're on.
Oh, it's all me, Hardy. Well, I'm still going to do the in five, four, three, two, and then you don't say the one. I'm going to say anyway, one. Oh, hello, my friends,
Hello.
and welcome to me live on Miracle. Now, I'm not physically in New Jersey, but I've put my spirit into the board. It's one of them old boards, not the kind with the wonderful knobby pots that I was talking about with Bryce, but the faders. I'm going to fade in and fade out, and here I am fading into your life once again. I'm so excited to be here, and I should be here with Jim the Poet, who any minute is going to say hi to me.
Hello, Hardy.
Hey, man, how are
Great
you?
to hear you, man.
Oh, it's great to hear you. I love the future. I love living in I've lived in the past and the future, and
Yeah.
I'm enjoying the future a lot with this being able to talk to you. I guess we had phones and everything. So
Yeah.
this
But
is really just a glorified
it's
phone,
great to
isn't
hear
it?
your voice, and it's great to be here on your show. We're raising money for WFMU this hour, so it's 800-989-9368. You can pledge online at WFMU.org. Hardy, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. I'm doing great. I was a little nervous with the technology, because at the last minute, there's all this kind of, pants pooping kind of things. Like, it's not working. And then it just miraculously
We
works.
have
And that is why we call it Miracle Nutrition.
we have
Because there's
extra pants.
absolutely no reason, really, I should be on the radio. It's just a miracle. And I love it. And that's what we get to talk about. And there's nothing better. I love having fun and everything, but boy, there's nothing better than talking about yourself. You don't really get to do it that often at cocktail parties if you want to be liked. And so, but here they kind of let you do it and talk about. I talked about the radio station last week, which is just wonderful. And I was physically there. Man, isn't Marathon great?
It's unbelievable. Everybody's here in the phone room ready. Everybody's been listening the whole day. We have Jack and Greg and Kimzilla and Timzilla on the phones, and we're ready to take your call at 800-989-9368. You can pledge online in this hour at WFMU.org. And Hardy, you're one of the most important voices on the radio here at WFMU. We all love to hear your show.
Oh, thank you for saying that so much. I really felt the love when I was there. I tell you walk in and people say to you, "Welcome home." And then your heart explodes. You quick run in the bathroom, have a brief cry, and come out and then try to be cool again.
No, I
And then
mean
what you do, isn't it true?
it's like homecoming this week because everyone's here and everyone's having a good time trying to raise money for the radio station and looking forward to the Hoof and Mouth Symphony this weekend. But it just gives us all a chance to kind of get together and say hi to each other, even just one time a year.
It's wonderful. And my favorite thing is that when you sit around the table, like when the food table, right?
Oh
Or
yeah.
in the volunteer room or something, and everybody in the at the table thinks they're the least cool person. Isn't that weird? And it's like, man, I've never seen so many cool, great people, and every one of them is thinking, man, that so-and-so is cool. It's that great. Then you're in a room full of really good people. Because everybody realizes that, how lucky they are to be around so many talented people and knowledgeable people and people with such great energy. It's a very special place.
Well, everyone's given up their time to be here. I mean, everyone's a volunteer. Everyone's trying to make this station, as great as it's ever been. And I think everyone's succeeding. It does feel like a big family that cares about each other, that's cheering for each other, that's trying to make it together. And it's a very special place. And you can be part of that, when you help us at 800-989-9368. You can pledge online at WFMU.org. We have a big stack of things piling up here, Hardy. People who
Hey, do you want to give thanks?
I want to give thanks, if I may.
Yeah, let's do it.
Dan from Park Ridge, New Jersey. Thanks so much, Dan, for your support.
Thank
Vicky
you, Dan.
from London in the UK. So glad we met, Hardy White. Forwards and upwards. Matthew from Lexington, Kentucky. Keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you, Matthew.
Justin from Kansas City, Missouri. I love you all. Finest radio station on the planet.
True.
Nick from Lyndhurst, New Jersey. Thank you, Nick. Nick's going to get
Thank
like
you,
a
Nick.
listening party t-shirt and a lot of fun prizes. If you go to our website, you can see some of the fun things that are being given away. All kinds of different donation prizes. You get t-shirts, you get CDs, you get all kinds of fun stuff just for helping us out. This is the only time of year that we ask you for money at 800-989-9368. That's 800-989-9368.
Oh, it's such an inspiring place too, just to be there and to be around all the creative people and have them doing their thing. There's no place like it on earth. And I I'm reluctant to talk about exactly what I do, but I'm going to.
You should.
I'm not
you
that
should.
Reluctant. I'm not so reluctant I'm not going to do it. But I want to say why it's important, because, I wouldn't be on any other radio station. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
So I get to be self-deprecating and self-aggrandizing at the same time. Because, you know, while people say, oh, we're so lucky to have you, Hardy, I think that's so funny because nobody else would want me, and you fit in. And it's like, it is like a family, and like all families that do best – it's because they don't see each other all that often, and when they do, they see the best of each other. And that's what's so great. I mean, we're all flawed people, everybody.
Oh, yes.
I know we all have jerky sides and everything, but when we come together, boy, everybody is just at their best. And it brings out people's good side, when they're around the music they love and they're around doing something that is important. I mean, if you do something for money, that's cool, and you can love your job, and that's good. But, when you put this much energy into something where, you end up losing money. I mean, people who come in from out of town, they spend money to be there to volunteer. I drove up, one of the volunteers, Scotty C. from Tennessee, he drove up from Tennessee, and he picked me up.
Tom from Glasgow has been here
amazing.
For, his vacation and stuff like that. People come from all over to be part of
Absolutely.
What's going on here at the marathon. And that's the thing about this station is there's people like Hardy White, there's people like me and Bronwyn on Tuesdays, people you wouldn't hear anywhere else except at WFMU. And that's why we need your pledges at 800-989-9368. It's been a crazy year all over the world. It's a crazy year here at WFMU. We know money's tight, but if you can find a little bit more money to help us and to keep this station commercial-free, free-form, and crazy and insane, please do it. 800-989-9368. Pledge online now at WFMU.org.
Oh, let me tell you something, too. I'll tell you why this is so important. And we asked for money and we asked for support and everything like that. Let me tell you really what's happening, from my perspective at least. I know you hear all the music and everything and you hear my show. Let me tell you really what's up, okay? Because I don't think a lot of people really know this. And I'm only going to say it once a year. And I'm going to say some things tonight I've never said before, because I'm going to let you in on, from my perspective, what's going on. Because sometimes what I do is kind of confusing, right? Is he funny? Is he inspirational? What exactly is he doing? And I will tell you what I'm doing. And I won't say it again, but I'm absolutely on a mission. And I'm on a mission to save the world. And how I'm saving the world is, first, I'm going to start with the very lonely people that everybody's forgotten about. And radio is the best way to reach them, because sometimes that's all they have is a connection to the rest of the world. And I have heard from people who have said, you have saved my life. Now, I haven't, not Hardy, not I didn't do anything, all right? I was just there. It's like when you knock on somebody's door at just the right time and open it up and you've saved their life. And that's a miracle. And what put me in that position? WFMU put me in that position to help somebody that profoundly. Did that happen once? No, that has happened many, many times. I'm telling you that. I know that sounds a little heavy, but I have evidence that it has helped people. Again, it has nothing to do with me. I'm silly. I come on and I talk about Shemp and everything. The only thing I'm trying to do is make kind of free people's minds, right? I don't want you to believe anything. I just want you to believe everything and nothing. I contradict myself constantly. I'm talking about this religion or that religion, but I don't want you to believe any one thing. The other day I was talking to Walt Whitman, and I said, man, I love when you said about, oh, I contradict myself, so what? And he goes, I never said that. I go, come on, don't start with me. I know what you're doing, and I love that about you, because we change. One minute my mind is fickle. One minute I believe one thing, and then something happens, and I believe something else. Something makes me angry, and I'm like, oh, the only solution is revenge. Something else happens, and my heart is touched, and I become tender, and I say, oh, the only solution is compassion. And then another time I'll say, oh, the only solution is making some joke about wetting my pants when I was in second grade. Some things call for that, right?
Oh, definitely.
Some things call for urine jokes or puns. Sometimes people love it when I make rectum puns. That's just super popular. and you think, well, that's not going to help anybody. Yeah, boy, I tell you, if you're down and what you say, oh, I wish somebody'd say the word rectum. It's just so funny. And, you know, it could. And my grandfather put that, and he would all the time, apropos of nothing, go, rectum, hell, it damn near killed him, like that. I don't know what he meant. I don't know what that meant.
But you never know what's going to resonate with people, and being at the right place at the right time happens so often on WFMU, where we connect with listeners, we connect with people all over the world, people who, you know, are just reaching out over the radio looking for something to, you know, seize the moment.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm not joking about this change in the world thing. You start small and you work up.
We need some change in this world, Hardy. We need this world. This world needs to change.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm going to be totally serious, and then I'm going to be not serious, but I know how to do it. And not me personally. I mean, it's common knowledge. We all know how to do it. It just all has to be done at once. And that's why a radio station is a wonderful subversive thing, man. I'm going to tell you why. I don't know why the forces of evil let us get on. I guess because we're under their radar, because we disguise it as something else. See, you can do that. You can change the world, and you can change minds. That's how you have to do it. You can't do it with force necessarily. If you want to get into someone's consciousness and change them, you can't go through the front door unless you're Luke Cage.
Right.
You can
go through
right
any door he wants. Yeah.
Boy, I love that. And you can't go through the back door, because sometimes they have somebody watching that. So how do you get in? Now, I learned this from the Three Stooges. You get into someone's consciousness the same way you sneak into, like, a hospital. And that's in that, you know, that laundry basket thing?
Yeah.
Get in the laundry basket. You can get in and out of prison in that. You can get in and out of hospitals. You can go anywhere if you're hidden under laundry, because nobody suspects you.
It's the last place they look.
What WFMU is a big, dirty laundry basket, isn't it? Smelly underwear and everything. I think even one of the shows is called Smelly Underwear. I don't know. It used to be. I'm new, sort of. I've only been here 5 years, which is I haven't even gotten the spanking ritual. They haven't even done
I haven't
yet,
heard about so that. We got to watch that. Yeah, that'll be good.
I told that's, you know, that you go to Cannes or something, and they spank you and pour pudding on you, and I don't know. But, no, yeah, I haven't been covered with food. I know that that's important somehow. There's that, and I can't wait. But right now, I'm just still excited about the opportunity to talk to so many people. Now, you haven't mentioned money. Well, I haven't mentioned money, but I'll tell you, we need it, because this will disappear. The radio station at some point will disappear. Do you want to disappear right in the middle when we're fighting a spiritual war? We are fighting a war against the forces that do not like free thought. They don't like freedom. They don't like this free exchange ideas. These are subversive things. You don't think of what I say as being subversive in a way, right? It doesn't seem edgy to me. You know what's edgy? When you say we're all brothers and sisters, when you say every single life is important, when you say everybody matters, the lowly, the powerful, we are all important. And if you want that message to get out, man, I'm screaming from the top of my lungs. They give so much money to these nutty religious people on TV. Will say all sorts of things trying to control you. I don't want to control you. I want you to cooperate. I don't feel the need. I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of anybody. Because I know what's in your mind. I know what I'm capable of, and I know what you're capable of. And what I want is I'm going to throw some joy at you, and the joy is going to be just like a cake that you send into prison. It's got a little file in it, and the file is important, and it's going to break you out of your cage, of preconceptions, out of your bigotries, out of all the things that you think about the world that needs to be shattered. Your brain needs to be blown open, and I don't want you to take some sort of drug to do it, because then you don't know. Try to fly off a building or something. I can do that. I know I can do it. Let Hardy do it.
Hardy can do it. Yeah. Every week you do it. Every week you bring it, Hardy.
That's a perfect time to go in. I should be quiet. Go.
No. This is Charles from Granby, Quebec. Yeah, that's in Canada. It's a very nice size. You're going to be getting a listening party t-shirt. Hardy really did change my life. Thank you, WFMU. Bruce from Matawan, New Jersey. Thank you, Bruce. He says it's the best hour of time travel on the radio. Bruce is going to get all sorts of Mouse of Today size pledge prizes. Thank you so much, Bruce, for your support of Hardy White and your support of WFMU. This is Greg from Clifton, New Jersey. Thank you, Greg. Sybil from New York, New York.
Thank you.
Mark from New York, New York. Keep on keeping on. And then Ana Maya from Mexico City in Mexico. Thanks so much for making Hardy White part of your pledge. Edward from Brooklyn, New York. Thank you, Edward. Hardy, just so many people here who do say things like that you've changed their life or that are on the wavelength right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I don't take it lightly. For me, it really is the whole point of my life. I don't have any. This is how I know what's going on in people's minds. You have to have experienced it yourself. And I've been low, man. I've been at the depths. Absolutely. My life, I've been an absolute failure. I have failed at almost everything that I have attempted to do. I have felt like nothing, like absolutely nothing, like I didn't matter in the world at all. You know, like I had nothing to offer. And when I was crushed and when I was almost down, when I was going to give up completely, all right, I got the opportunity to help people and to use that to understand that what people needed was some joy. And they also needed somebody to talk to them about serious things at the same time. People say, Hardy, do you pray ever? You know, do you pray? And I'll tell you what my prayer, I'll tell you the two most important prayers you can do. And this is what happened when I pray. You can cry, you can weep, or you can laugh. You can do both. And I do both because that's the prayer. If the universe is going to understand something, it's not these silly words that somebody else made up. You're never going to be able to adequately express the human experience with words. All you can do is sob and cry out. And all you can do is laugh like a madman. Those are the two things that the universe understands. And I'm trying to bring them to you all mixed up, like a lot of Asian cuisine say, I'm going to mix salty and sweet. You can't do that. You can't do that. Now a lot of power bars even do that. Well, this is salty and sweet. You're crazy. But that's really what life is about. And it's all to get. It's not like, oh, we got a little joy and we got a little sadness. It's all gooped up together. It has less distinction sometimes than one of them peanut butter cups. You know, it's more like a swirly thing or that toothpaste that say, what is it? It's got the green in there and the white and they both do something, but they're all in there together and you can't really separate them. And that's why I'll be going on about, oh, shemp this or shemp that, beep, 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 beep. And then, you know, you talk about reality. There was a picture of Mo.
Yeah.
That I remember I saw very early on, and it was Mo just like with his hair not in the Mo cut, right, but like all slicked back,
yeah,
and just like enjoying a cigar. And I was like, man, I don't know why that strikes me as so beautiful. It's just Mo hanging out. Like he's still Mo when he goes home, right? But he's not getting stuff in his nose or anything. And that's so human. It's so real. And I tell you, when I come up and I see all the other DJs and things, I just see, you know, really real people. And you know that when you hear them talking on the air, like yourself, friend. I've listened to you, you know, and you're a real person. No, I mean that's how people connect. You know, you're not a character or anything. You're not trying to be something you're not. And people respond to that.
They do. I mean, I think that's what's the great thing about WFMU is there's so many people who are so genuine about themselves, so genuine about the kind of music that they like, and just want to share things with everybody. Just, I mean, the opportunity to be on the radio and to be yourself is really a gift. It's a wonderful gift.
It is. And, you know, it is a undertaking that costs a lot.
Yeah.
And you know, what if the archives disappeared? You know how they burn down libraries in
yes.
intolerant countries?
Yes.
Well, you know, they do. And then what? It's gone forever. You don't ever get that back. If a manuscript was written in the Middle Ages by a poet, okay, who poured his or her heart out, right? And then it lasts for hundreds of years, and then some fool burns it down. Now, this could happen,
yeah.
You know, because it just takes a little lack of vigilance. For a little moment for the world to get wrecked. And I don't want to scare anybody, but, you know, there's two things that are going to happen. One, you're going to die, and your
what?
Money is going to be no good because the only thing you can take with you, and we know this from the Egyptians, is your mummified viscera, a couple dead cats, I think, right?
Pack of cigarettes.
Old cheese, wine or something, all those things in the tomb. That's it. But the money itself, maybe some coins on your eyes so you can pay the the ferryman. So you can go to the other side. Some, I bet you somebody just played that song within the last 2 weeks.
Probably.
Don't you think?
I definitely think they have. Yeah, they've been playing everything. But this whole endeavor is held together by love, by duct tape, by sheer will of the people who volunteer here and are all the DJs and the volunteers and the staff and everything like that. And we need your help. I mean, this station needs to raise more money over these 2 weeks than we've ever raised before. It's 800-989-9368. You can call now. There's plenty of people here to answer the phone. 800-989-9368. Pledge online at WFMU.org and keep this ball rolling.
Now, I know lots of people, especially a lot of people, have contacted me, and I know they help out, and they give a lot, and they give as much as they can. But let me mention something. Now, we do this for free, right?
So, yes.
But I put all my human energy into this.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm not secretly off writing books. I don't have any other kind of side project. There's nothing else I do but think and work on this all week long to the exclusion of everything else, all right? And so this is virtually my job. And my payment for my job is when you pledge. And you know how much, and you know, I'm not complaining. I'm so glad I get the money, but I'm telling you, I never even break into five digits. Do you know that?
Yeah.
So when you say, well, Hardy, how much you make, like in virtual pledges? Under $10,000, sometimes only $6,000. That's how much I am worth to society. Think about that. It's horrifying to me, but that's the way you want it. Because otherwise, there would be millions of dollars coming in, or someone would say, hey, I got $2,000 I was going to use for a vintage guitar. I'm going to give it here because it's more important that we actually have a culture than I have a thing. It's actually more important that we promote our values, that I save some human lives, than I have a thing. But, you know, people choose, and it's a choice, and bless you, I think it's great that you give your money to people so they can have golden toilets. Now, I don't even get this money, but when at the end of the thing, I say, well, don't take it personally. It's, you know, I don't, but I know that now this is what I'm worth. And you say, well, you can tell yourself that, you know, that you're helping people is worth more. I can, but I'll tell you, and it's some of them, I have to get over my discouragement sometimes because I think, well, you know, I'm going to keep trying, but I maybe there isn't really as many people as I think.
Well, let me thank some people that have given. This is from Jeremy in El Cerrito, California. Thank you, Jeremy. Jeremy the camper from California. Thanks for all the inspiration, Hardy. Aaron from Louisville, Kentucky. Blessings to Hardy from Aaron, Andrea,
you,
Jane,
Aaron,
and Lorraine in Kentucky. Evan from Los Angeles, California. I have dreams in which I visit the station and meet Ken. Those dreams can be fulfilled. Todd from Prattsville, New York. Thank you, Todd. I'll gladly pay you someday for the radio today.
Oh, yay, Wimpy.
Jonathan.
That's so great.
Jonathan from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Happy Friday. This is FMU is church. Amadeo from North Hollywood, California. Thank you, Amadeo. And Brian from Jersey City, New Jersey. Thank you, Brian. You'll be getting a tomato sticker and all kinds of good stuff. Go to our website. Find out about the great prizes and stuff that we give back to you for you giving to us. Go to WFMU.org and pledge there or call 800-989-9368. Pledge during this hour. Support Hardy White and the great voices of WFMU. Hardy, you can tell every week that you put your heart and your soul into every week that you're here on WFMU, and it really does show.
I'm just trying to give back. I mean, I'm not trying to be humble or anything, because I think I'm all right at what I do, right?
Yeah.
But I know that it's pointless unless I share it. So when I get love, that's the thing. Love is like money too. I get love, I can't hoard it. It's no good to hoard it. It's only good if you give it away. So when I get it, I give it. And man, my heart is so full, I got to have it drained. I'm draining it now. It's going to explode because I got so much love going up to New Jersey and from the callers and everything that I'm overwhelmed, actually. And I want to give it back to you just tenfold if I can. Give it right back because you know, that way we really will change the world. We're going to defeat loneliness. We're going to defeat all that. I know it. I know we're going to do it. It's a mission. You know, people mention church and all. I'd like to just talk about religion because we lost a show in the morning, right? And it had a religious bent, didn't it?
Yeah.
And I always use the word bent when I use religion. But let me tell you something. There's a lot of people that maybe don't believe anything or don't have anything, one thing they believe. Man, I'm like that too. You know, what religion are you? Man, I'm all of them and none of them. But I'll tell you one thing, by saying that makes me a complete heretic. Because the one thing I believe that most of them don't believe is there's no us in them. There's just us and us. Y'all, we are family. Everything, even the creatures, those are our family too. They're very distant cousins, a lot of them that have scales and everything and very sharp teeth. But some of it, well, you can look at some of us and say, yeah, I can see that maybe we're related to alligators or rabbits or something. I don't know. You know, you look at some people, you go, man, I think that's a wizard. And that's really some kind of rodent person. But a lot of people don't have opportunity to have those kind of talks about things. And I don't often use words like spiritual because the word's been absolutely ruined. You know, people take words and they mess them all up, right? So you can't even say things like bless you or something. I just say shemp jive because I just make it up. Because everybody, all the other words have been ruined. That's why I've turned to Dada. I'm going to turn to just sounds. I'm just turned to expressions. It's going to be like Butoh dance, Japanese Butoh dance on the radio, but with words. I'm going to try to tap in to that basic feeling of being human, you know, and it comes with confusion and silliness and lots of references to to the 70s because I'm in my 50s and so are a lot of my listeners. So I know I have to pander. I don't have to, but I do just because of how much I love my childhood and how much I pine for there to be the Merv Griffin Show to be back, but I know not going to happen.
Well, you never know, but I mean...
we wouldn't know.
Lots of things have come back that I didn't think would come back. Yeah, he could come back. I don't know. These days, I wouldn't bet against anything, Hardy. Except
we could definitely get him on the radio too.
We got to, you know, here at WFMU, we got to keep the lights on. We got to keep the transmitter working. It's been a rough year for everybody, and this year we have to raise more money than we ever have. And you can help us out at 800-989-9368. Or pledge online at WFMU.org. I think the spirit that you're talking about, Hardy, is something people can hear more than, like, it can't be defined in any way. But when you hear it and you recognize it, you immediately say, yeah, that's it right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And people, you know, it's like something that people say a lot when they come to the station or you ask them how they heard it, they always say, you know, if they came there, I found my people. You know, and I've heard that over and over again. I found people who believe things that I do, that share these values. You know, and if you got them to sort of enumerate them or list them, they wouldn't be as articulate about it because it's sort of hard to put your finger on. It's slightly ineffable. It's a feeling. And I think the feeling is that these people are open to other ideas. They don't have preconceptions necessarily. They are free of their bigotries on sort of a cosmic level because music is that music goes right into your soul, right? And so many people say, I don't like that kind of music or this kind of music. And we do have tastes, and tastes are great, and we prefer things, but nobody is, you know, everybody is willing to maybe hear something that they've never heard because that might change their life. How do you know that you don't love this thing if you've never heard it, you know? So you could have 100 things come at you, but man, that 101st thing might be the thing that absolutely takes your life from black and white to color, that wakes everything up. Like those pills on those allergy commercials where everybody thinks, everything's blurry. And take the pills and man, everything's not blurry anymore. That's lovely, you know? So we're like an allergy pill, some kind of pill. All sorts of pills, aren't we?
Yeah.
This is so funny. This is completely unrelated, but I saw sometimes I'm watching videos. They must know how old I am because the Viagra ads will pop out. Right?
Oh, I get those too. Yeah, I get those all the time.
Right? And I go, how do they know my age? That's so funny. There must be a camera in there. We know now there is.
Yeah, there is. And the microwaves and then the toaster and all that stuff.
And they don't want to say what it is, so they'll go, "Oh, this is for men with ED." And I keep thinking they're saying ED like Edie Gourmet. So I actually have a picture on my desktop of Edie Gourmet with like two men, and I don't know what it's to remind me of. But I'm like, do something with that. Remember that. But we are like a pill. I don't know. My grandmother used to use the word to mean somebody who was annoying. Oh, he's a real pill.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Hear that?
I get that. People say that often about me.
That's your pill? It's not a terrible thing.
No,
I
think it's
kind of
all right.
It depends what kind of pill you are, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you, if you were a pill, I don't mean to ask you like a Barbara Walters, but if you were a pill, Jim, yeah, what kind of pill would you be?
Xanax, maybe? I don't know. That's a good
really? That's a good one. I mean, do you want to have that effect on people?
That's
though?
Nice. Yeah, I would like to have that sort of, you know, feeling spacey and good effect on people. And that's one of the things I feel happy when I hear your voice. I feel happy when I hear your show, and I feel hopeful. And it's, you know, there's a lot of things in the world that are jaded, and you know, everything seems impossible. But everything on your show makes me feel like everything's possible. Like, you know, the possibilities of radio are endless, and that we can all do this, you know, if we are together somehow.
Oh, it's absolutely true. You know, and the possibilities of radio are endless. I don't even begin to tap into it. You know, I go off on tangents all the time. Like, I like to do all sorts of things that are like old, you know, the kind of radio theater stuff that's goofy and sounds like old cartoons and everything. And it could be even weirder than that. But, you know, that allowed to do that is so rare. Go ahead, tune in somewhere else, try to find it. Not, I don't even do it well. But the fact that I'm doing it and no one else is tells you something, that there's a lack. It's not that we're so great. It's that everything else is so wrong. You know? No, it's true. It's like we're not even doing it well. And people are like, oh, my gosh. Oh, you're a breath of fresh air. It's that, man, the air must be really rancid in other places. I mean, is the air that unbreathable? And it's true. I mean, you know, and we've got to face that fact that sometimes we're the only game in town for that kind of freedom. And I take that, you know, responsibility seriously. And it doesn't go to my head, because I know how good I am compared to my predecessors, you know, people who were really doing it on the radio back then.
Oh,
I
yeah.
know I'm a very poor imitation of the people who are doing it well. It's just that nobody's doing it anymore. And it's like boiling a frog slowly. You know, you don't notice it's disappeared. You don't know how much of the creativity and experimentation and how much the chances and everything have been taken away, because it's financially risky. And it's financially risky for us too. Like when somebody could say, I'm not pledging anymore. Oh man, you're like our advertisers are to commercial radio. Like if you go away, you know, that's scary.
Yeah.
So but we can't be scared by that. We have to go and be ourselves relentlessly anyway.
You know, outside of these 2 weeks a year, we go commercial free throughout the year. We're not asking people for money or for help for the most part. And that's why we need your help now at 800-989-9368. Pledge online at WFMU.org. I have more people to thank. This is Lynn from Claryville, New York. Thank you, Lynn. Bless
Thanks, Lynn.
Hardy White and WFMU. Paul from Magnolia, Arkansas. Hardy makes me happy to be human.
Oh, yay.
Diane from locally here. Hardy White is a miracle. Thanks for all you do. Douglas from Medford, New Jersey. Thank you, Douglas. You'll be getting some DJ premiums and an excellent T-shirt and all that stuff. Thanks for everybody's help this week and last. Everybody who's given us a little bit of money, thank you so much. And if you haven't yet, now's a good time at 800-989-9368. That's 800-989-9368, WFMU.org. I know we can make our goal for this day, but it's beyond goals. I think what we're trying to do is save the world, like Hardy said.
It absolutely is, and it is beyond goals. You know, here's how you could be a hero. I mean, give what you can, right? We'd love huge. I mean, it would be brilliant if you gave tons of money. If we had an endowment, if somebody gave millions, you know, we probably wouldn't beg as much, because we're not trying to get rich. No, I mean, really. I mean,
no,
it's not like we'd start, we need even more money. No, I mean, we just need to pay the bills. You know, it's that crucial. I don't think we can say it a lot, but I guess maybe we even say it so much that maybe people don't hear it. But, that, you know, one day we won't be able to pay the bills, and it could be coming soon. And wouldn't what if this, if you just turned on this frequency and there was just nothing there, man, you'd be discouraged.
Yikes.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And now more than ever, if you want to do something to save the world, if you want to be a hero, you're probably not going to get credit for it. You're probably going to get a T-shirt and our thanks, right? But you can be a hero by giving your money is your might. That is your strength. That is how you can change things. It's where you give it. And, you know, you give it to a lot of frivolous places. I'm not questioning your choices. It's not your fault. I mean, we're trapped into giving our money to certain people. We don't even have that much left over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
But what I'm saying is this is a chance to put some real meaning in your life. Now, these people do it in other organizations. Their word's getting spread. All right, this is a war of ideas on a spiritual plane. This is a war of ideas, and our ideas are all ideas. All right, all ideas that I believe that you have a human right to all these ideas. That this is your heritage as a human being, is to have these ideas, and some of them are conflicting, and some of them are opposites, but you need to hear them all. We're not going to just feed you something because we're manipulating you because we want you to buy some brand of jam. I don't care what damn jam you use. I don't care whether you spread chocolate on your biscuit. I don't care. Oh, this has happened. So I went to brunch with Clay.
Oh, cool.
And you say, I wish I was a fly on the wall. Well, there's no flies on the wall because it was so cold in the restaurant we were in. And the coffee wouldn't stay hot. And that's another story, but a very funny story. Have you ever seen anybody send the coffee back 5 times? Well, we almost
No,
got
I didn't
out,
know you could know. Send it back.
I didn't either. I learned that.
I thought you
from
just
my
had to
drink mates.
It. They'd bring you more, you know?
They bring you more. But I was talking to Clay, and man, I'm telling you, he's just the same person that you hear on the radio.
Oh, yeah,
the
definitely.
Most genuine, sweetest, great guy.
Oh, and
and they brought out, it's kind of a fancy place, to be honest. And I wasn't super used to it, but they had a basket of, actually stole people like us's biscuit. And so I took her biscuit. just take it. It was like and I didn't know it was a cheese biscuit. And then I borrowed something. Scotty C from Tennessee was there, and I said, I'll take some. I thought it was apple butter. So I thought I was putting apple butter on a plain biscuit, and what it was is I was putting Nutella on a cheese biscuit.
Ooh.
And I spread it on there, and it's just as horrible as you'd think.
Wow.
And it wasn't, it was like a dried city biscuit, too. I'm not putting down, but, you know, it wasn't a good old cathead biscuit that your grandma makes. And I was so engaged, I was so interested in what Clay was saying that I ate that cheese and Nutella biscuit. I ate it on down, and I didn't realize it. I was like, something ain't right. But where was I going? Oh, WFMU is a cheese and Nutella biscuit. Go.
800.
I'm sure it is in some way.
I'm sure it is. 800-989-9368. That's 800-989-9368. Pledge online at WFMU.org. WFMU shouldn't exist. Everything in the universe is geared to make sure that places this pure and beautiful can't live forever in our realm of things. And I think one of the best things about this week is that you can have an effect on how long we can have an effect on you.
Absolutely. And can we do it without killing Ken? Because, I mean, really, the man is just absolutely sacrificing his well-being.
He's done about 60 hours of radio these past 2 weeks trying to keep this place running.
It's insane. He's putting, scorpions in his underwear, and he will do absolutely anything, and I don't think he should have to. Come on, y'all, save the man. Save this man, you know? And it isn't supported by anything. There's no fella up in a room above Ken in a suit, you know, counting his bills and everything like that. It just stops at that level. And, you know, I'm telling you, just to say that it's an act of love on the part of everybody there doesn't really go far enough. You know, it's a lot of people's entire life, you know, and it should be. It's that important. And it's hard to convince people, you know, as you can see, because people, there's a force of stupidity and selfishness and pure evil out there that is trying to keep people's minds fogged up. And it's trying to keep people in a absolute trance. And we're trying to break through it in our dirty laundry cart. We're trying to bypass that and go to that directly to the unconscious. And we are trying to change people. And we are trying to enlighten people without using the word enlighten, because that's ruined too. We are trying to remake the world, and we're going to start with the lowly, and then we're going to work up to the powerful, and they will not be able to resist this, because the human mind is vast, and when it is finally unleashed, and there is an era coming, I'm telling you, this is pushback from the devil that wants to suppress people's thoughts, that wants to suppress diversity. We are all so beautiful. Every human being on this earth is important and vital. That's not just a word. Every animal is accountable for. Every being, every leaf, everything is supposed to be here, has a purpose and a reason. You, my friend, have a purpose and a reason. You don't understand it. I didn't understand it when I was at my lowest, and you can go for 40 some years thinking that you're nothing, that you've been rejected, that you're not lovable, that you've got nothing to offer, that you're not funny, that you're not interesting, that you're not creative. But I'm telling you that we're all creative geniuses. We're all capable of that. You don't understand. Your time is coming. It's coming. All you have to do is set it in motion and trust that you are. Look, you know, if I can make you feel loved and important for just a second, to give you enough strength to collect yourself so that you can share that genius with the world, then, man, I've done my thing right. There's not going to be, I will never have proof of it, probably. You know, I'm going to go to my grave not knowing whether I've done a good thing. But I've got the faith I have is the faith that your heart is like my heart, that your brain, although different, is kind of basically the same, that it's got some of the same stuff in it. And boy, that you find some of the same things funny, that you find life silly and absurd, and that the absurdity can be inspiring. And, you know, when those when you call up and you say, yes, I'm going to give this money, and maybe you don't, you know, it's hard to express. You could be given, it's like, we don't know, you give $500, and that could be like huge to you. I mean, you have no way to convey, like, you'll never be able to really let us know what kind of a sacrifice that is. Don't think I don't know. Don't think I don't know that there are those of you who are given at the very limits of their ability. And listen, there's people that can't give too. There's people that need it. Oh, being an anonymous hero. Oh, that's the best. That's why a lot of superheroes wear masks, because they don't want anybody to know who they are to come after them.
Yeah.
But the best is to wear a mask, because you don't want credit.
Well, let me thank some more people. Luigi from Upper Montclair, New Jersey. Thank you so much, Luigi. You're going to be getting a DJ Premium and a T-shirt. Charles from Chicago, Illinois. This is a very big pledge. Thank you so much, Charles. You'll be getting a lot of DJ Premiums and stuff in the warehouse.
Thank you, Charles.
You know, Luigi had said, he's great. That means you. And he's the Charles says, what he is worth is more than we can afford. Kristen from San Jose, California. Thank you, Kristen. Jared from Brooklyn, New York. Thank you, Jared. You'll be getting a listening party T-shirt. Steven from Bloomfield, New Jersey. I still haven't finished his book, and I'm still very confused, and I love him very much. Mike.
Yeah, yeah, my book is absolutely unreadable. I thought I was being
all the best books are. Mike from Brooklyn, New York. Thanks, Hardy. My gateway to WFMU. You can call now at 800-989-9368. We have some people here in the phone room that can take your calls. It's 1-800-989-9368 or pledge online at WFMU.org. Michael from Cranford, New Jersey. Thank you, Michael. And Richard from Matukin. I don't think I ever – is it Matukin, New Jersey? I mess up all the New Jersey towns, but thank you so much, Richard.
Oh, my friends, I got to tell you. We need, I believe I'm, talking now to somebody. I don't want to do, I can't read minds, and I can't really see you, right? So when I say I'm seeing someone out there, I'm just hopeful. That's, I'm using my imagination, and that's, my faith is based on imagination and creativity. I say things the way I want them to be. And right now, and sometimes it's uncanny, and sometimes there'll be a weird coincidence involved, all right? So it's not a trick, and I'm not seeing minds, but I feel like there's somebody out there that's real close to picking up the phone and pledging what is a significant amount of money. And wondering if they can afford it or whether they should do it. And I don't want you to do it if it's going to be a hardship to you. I want you to eat. I want you to pay your rent. But I also know that there's people that really want to make a difference, all right? And if you can do that by keeping me on the air. When I see that I get, you know, not getting very much money, I'm not, my confidence isn't boundless. And yes, I love it when people say, keep going, you're doing so good and everything. But when I see that maybe I'm not bringing in all that much money, part of me says maybe I should get out of the way and they should get a show that does. You know, I mean, we all think that when you see, you say, well, maybe I could, I'm, because I love the station and I believe in it, right? And because I'm not in it for any gain, part of me wants it to thrive. And if I'm ever think that I'm holding it back in any way, then I would stop doing it. Because, you know, I could reach you, I could just send an email or something, or I could do it some other way if there weren't that many people and really listening and all. But so I need you to let me know that this is valuable to you. Because I'm telling you, we all, every single DJ goes through this.
Oh yeah.
Thinking, oh man, am I a drag on the station?
Oh man.
And there's every year, you know, somebody is like, every year one show is going to be raise the least money. That's just a, right? I mean, that's,
yeah,
just a,
no,
fact.
That happens every year.
Every year, and every year that person thinks, oh,
like,
man.
Oh, no. Oh,
and it's
no.
Not that you're afraid of being canned necessarily, because sometimes, you know, your show, it fills a necessary niche. You know, it's good. It's just for some reason not well supported. But that doesn't mean that the DJ doesn't feel discouraged. And that's all we have. You know, we don't get a raise if we do well. We don't get our pay cut if we do poor. You know, you're just on the air or you're not on the air. It's just on or off. And so you know, this is how we know.
Well, I've spent most of my adult life walking around mourning the things that I've lost in the world where you say, I used to love that bar. I used to love this rock and roll station,
right.
Or I used to love. And there are so few things where you feel like you have the opportunity to save something. And every year people have the opportunity to save this radio station from complete collapse. You could do that at 800-989-9368. 800-989-9368. You can pledge online at WFMU.org. There's so many people who volunteer here, so many people that want to be DJs here, so many people that want to be part of this community. But the story of this radio station is the listeners, the people who continue to give money, the people who go the extra mile to help us out. And now's the time that we ask for your help.
It is. And now I'm not going to make my goal. I'll tell you that right now. I'm not being negative. I just know I'm not going to make the goal. Now, did this discourage me? No, I'm going to be on next week and everything. But every time that happens, you know, we're a little weaker for it. And I can't mince words. I'm not going to, next week, I won't even be talking about this, right? This is the only time I can be absolutely frank with you. I'm always honest with you. Even I'm being silly, you know, I'm being honest with you. So I'm not going to pretend, even if it's, I'm not going to psychologically manipulate you somehow by saying, oh, we're doing great and everything. I'm just going to tell you how it is. I think that's more important, boy. The truth is what's important, you know, and people don't always tell you the truth because they want to you to do a certain thing. But I'm telling you, I know that there's probably somebody, like one individual, who could make that difference. Why they don't, I don't know necessarily. But if I could get through, boy, tell me how to, I wish they'd just at least call and tell me how to get into their heart. Give me the code. Give me your PIN number for your heart. Give me your PIN number for that deep part of your soul that lets you know that if you have resources, please use it. We are begging you. There's those need help. There's not, we can't magically do our thing without it. And not everything. If you live your life thinking that everything has a number value, everything has a dollar value, you're going to be living very soon in a very unlivable world. I'm telling you that the human spirit's going to be crushed. You're going to be surrounded by misery. And that's, I'm sorry, I'm not a prophet of doom. I'm just telling you that there's consequences. Ah, I love consequences. It makes life easy to navigate in a way because you know if I do this, this is going to happen. But some people choose to blind themselves to consequences. Oh, not us here. We understand it all too well. So please open your eyes and understand. I need you. I need you. Hardy White needs you. WFMU needs you. All the volunteers need you. All the listeners need you. There are people that cannot, that are desperate, that are lonely, that need you, and that can never, ever thank you. You know, one of the, there are, in more than one religion, one of the most amazing things you can do is care for the dead. Why? Because the dead can't thank you. The dead can't thank you. And sometimes the lonely can't thank you. Strangers can't thank you, but that doesn't mean that they don't need you. Oh, you know in your heart what is right. You know that kindness is right. You know that that's demanded of you. You know that you can look around and you can see that life is sustained by kindness. Life is sustained by justice. It's not sustained by cruelty and selfishness. It just isn't. Yours might be, but it too will end. Oh, my friend, if I can use everything in my little bag to help you.
We got four or five phones going, but we can get to six or seven. It's 800-989-9368. That's 800-989-9368. Call now for Hardy White. He's one of the most original voices in the universe, and he's only here at WFMU. He gives it to you once a week, and it's his heart, it's his soul, it's everything about him that's special. I want to thank Roger from New Jersey, Jersey City, New Jersey. Hardy gives me faith. He got into my heart. Scott from Essex Fells, New Jersey. Love, man. Inspired me to be who I'm supposed to be. Bowman from Brooklyn, New York. Thank you, Hardy. Denise from Wharton, New Jersey. We love you, Hardy. David from Newark, New Jersey. WFMU is the Rither Leith for me, boy. Does that help me these days? WFMU is the best radio ever. Adam from Brooklyn, New York. Thank you, Adam. You'll be getting some great prizes. Thanks, Hardy and WFMU, an amazing combo. Jesse from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Thank you for your generous support. David from Brooklyn, New York. Said it was a pleasure seeing you last week, Hardy. It's a pleasure to hear you on the radio, too. This is a special place because of people like Hardy White. You can call 800-989-9368. We have a lot of phones going, but we still got a phone for you. 800-989-9368.
And let me just now, let me get less negative and thank all those people that have called and that I hear from. Now, some of those names sound very familiar to me because some of those people are really are rowing for dozens. They're pulling for, you know, they I'm not the only show that they're calling
into.
Yeah,
no,
you recognize these
people
names,
give
right?
And some give, of
those,
yeah.
Super listeners are amazing. And these are special people that have changed my life personally, and I've met some of them, and it's amazing. It's, you know, we talk about prayer being weeping and laughing. I'm absolutely moved to tears on a regular basis by kindness, not by sadness. But you ever been so overwhelmed you just lose it? That happens to me on a regular basis because there's so much goodness out there.
Yeah.
So many incredible people. I want people to know about them. I want them to be inspired that they're, you know, you are not alone. Oh my gosh. Sometimes just fate will separate you from other like hearts. You know, I don't know why, and I don't know, you know, exactly how to get to you, but I know that maybe radio, and now that we can have internet, that the likelihood of reaching people and letting them know that there are like minds out there, that they can aspire to that too. Come on, we're here. We feel the same way as you do. This is a group of people that are that love those things, that love, you know, not all the same tastes, but they love the freedom. They love those ideas. They love the creativity. They love imagination. They're not afraid of their own minds, and they're not afraid to reach out, to be a little vulnerable, to let their guard down sometimes. And that's what's amazing about this station. You come in, and there's so many. It's like there's so many people that could have big egos, but then when you put them all together, it's like their power. You know when like a superhero like meets another superhero with the same power? It's like, oh, it's just an ordinary fight now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, uh-oh, there's a Hulk is meeting another Hulk. Now it's just two dudes. And it's sort of like that at this station. There's so many great people. Nobody can have a big ego, because it's like nobody can feel the most important, because everybody is so great and important. And now extend that, you know, to just other people and think, gosh, you know, maybe everybody is kind of special. Maybe everybody has something going. The volunteers that come in, I've met so many people that just blow me away. And now you could feel a little intimidated, but instead, you know, just for a minute, think, oh, you know, I'm just going to let that person enrich my life. I'm not going to be intimidated. I'm going to realize, gosh, I need you. You do that well. I do this well. And maybe we can come together and make something great. And that thing is a culture.
There's so many people to thank. We only have a few minutes left in the show.
Dude, let's all thank.
You have a
let's
chance to get him
thanks.
Over his goal. Hardy White is very, very close to his goal, and one or two phone calls is going to make the difference at 800-989-9368 or pledge online now at WFMU.org. Chandler from Rockaway, New Jersey. Thank you, Chandler. He says, I love Hardy, and he's amazing. Gerard from Brooklyn, New York. Thanks for the nutrition. Marty from Woodbridge, New Jersey. Thank you so much, Marty. For your pledge, I'm going to go back to that one. Christopher from New York, New York. Oh, my friends, so many words, so many voices. The world needs Hardy White. Keep on keeping on. Ralph from Fresh Meadows, New York. Thank you, Ralph. Dana from Chatham, New Jersey. First time ever pledging. Thanks so much for your monthly pledge. It means so much to us. And so many more here, Hardy. I don't know if you want to close out the show with a little more inspiration for us.
Well, I just want to give you my heartfelt thanks. I want to tell you that we again next week we're going to go back to the silliness, and we're going to go back to the making lonely people less lonely. We're going to go back to the joy mixed up with confusion. We're going to go back and let our hearts pour out together. I am so glad that you're in my life. I am so glad that all the volunteers and all the people at this station, I absolutely love you all. Some of really literally I've made lifelong friends, just and I'm losing my I'm feeling less articulate now because I'm just overwhelmed. I'm letting it all wash over me. You have given your hard-earned money. That is so important. Don't think I don't take it for I don't take it for granted. Nobody here does. We all, believe me, we don't make any money. That's a lot of money to me too. So I realize that you're sacrificing. You're trying to do this, and oh man, I appreciate it. I just want to give my thanks and say you are listening to Miracle Nutrition on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope 91.9. I'll get it out. 91.9 in Blessed Rockland County, where there's a huge pledge waiting. Please pick up that phone. I can feel it. That's why I say Blessed Rockland County, and online at WFMU.org. Thank you so much, and you're going to have a wonderful time with Kevin Nutt in a minute.
I think we're going to make our goal. Thank you, Hardy, so much. And thanks to all the listeners and all the people who pledged. How'd we do? Jesus.
Tonight gives us the subject, what's your brand? What's your brand? We live today in a world where people just strive off of brands. Amen. People like various types of brands or commodities of different things. Amen. Some folk like Ivory soap. Amen. While others like Zest soap. You can say amen tonight. Some folk like, amen, Camel cigarettes. While other folk like Coos. What's your brand tonight? Some folk like Maxwell House Coffee, while other folk like Sanka Coffee. Well, we need an amen. Amen. Some folk like Beech Nut Chewing Gum, while other folk like Spearmint. Everybody has a brand. What's your brand tonight?
Amen.
Somehow, Lord, we got to make this journey. Somehow, oh, sailing on my time, any time.